In a small village, not far from you, there lived a beautiful princess who glittered in the moonlight and sparkled in the stars.
The soul of a beautiful princess is precisely what I need to annihilate the kingdom of Fuzzywinkle.
Newsflash, this just in. Evil witch plans to poison princess until she's not alive no more.
I really must profess that at times of great distress, I tend to open up my mouth and sing, sing, sing.
Jeez, here I was, minding my own beeswax, and then bam! I was assaulted by song and dance. Why don't you go harass that squirrel over there?
Excuse me, but that is actually not a squirrel, but a big old fat New York rat.
Ah! My finger! Ah! Give it back! Ah!
Princess, you are in grave danger. You will be bamboozled by evil witch and die slow and painful death. Want to know how to get strong and defeat witch? Easy. Lift weights and don't talk to witches.
I don't get it. Oh my god, let's do make-unders instead! Prince Charming told me that he no longer dates pretty princesses. Girl, you are always going on about that silly old Prince Charming!
But did I ever tell you about that time that aliens laid their eggs inside my ear holes? Oh boy, they tickled my brain right out of my head!
Greetings, Earthlings! Show us your ear holes or we will destroy your puny planet!
Nanny, your bedtime stories are kind of weird. I think I'll just stick to the book I'm in the middle of now. The Grand Design by Stephen Hawking. Yeah, that's a good read. You should really explore more genres, Nanny.
Kids these days,